Hey, yo, what's going on? It's your boy Jay Lindsay, and this right here is the first of many podcasts. I got my special guest, JD, up in the house, and we about to just smoke in this good ganja, man, and talk about the real life issues that's affecting people today in America. So just chill with us. We're finna smoke and politic. So here's what I want to tell you, man. I'm at work. And you know, Studio City is like kind of a prestigious area and all that. This white dude hopped up out of a gold Lexus 350. And he gonna come up to me inquiring about, what am I doing beside this cash register? And do I work here? So I looked at him like he was crazy. I already felt insulted. But I'm still trying to be customer service friendly. I tell him, yeah, I work here. Then this fool got the nerve to say, well, nah, this ain't the job for you. You should be a shoeshine boy. You should be proud as a black dude like you. You should be proud to have a job as a shoeshine boy. Matter of fact, I'll give you $20 right now for shining my shoes. So at first I ain't say nothing. He walked into CVS. And then he came back trying to say more shit. And then I just cussed his ass out and told him to keep fucking walking like that. So he sits over there by the bus stop just looking at me and shit. And then he gets back in his 350 and he's doing circles around in the street, beeping a horn, telling me to get a fucking job while I'm at my fucking job. How would you to handle that, Jay?
Well, by me being in prison 7 times and doing 18 years, I would have had just prayed for the man, because I realized that I would have realized that he's at this moment he's very ignorant, and you can't deal with an ignorant individual. Maybe he has problems. You never know what's going on with an individual. Mm-hmm. So me myself, I would have had said a small prayer and told him to get on, man.
No doubt. How do you feel about racism today towards black people? Do you feel like it's hard for black people to make it out here? Do you feel like it's an equal opportunity for everyone?
No, it's never been an equal opportunity. But that's the reason why we all, you know, those that know and those that don't know should listen. We all should depend on God, because if God says yes, no matter what man says, God's yes is yes. And right. Racism is ignorant, mm-hmm. and whoever displays is an ignorant individual.
That's right.
But none of this stuff will stop until Jesus Christ comes back. And so what we have to do is stay prayed up and word up and ignore ignorancy.
Right. Right. That's great advice. That's great advice. I ain't gonna front though. Man, I wanted to pop his head off his shoulders, man. Because I could tell he had money. I could tell he was flexing and he was looking down upon me. You know what I'm saying? Saying that I should be a black shoeshine boy. A boy, a black shoeshine boy.
Well, like I said before, ignorance is ignorant. And so those that display it is ignorant as well.
That's right.
But me, myself, I wouldn't harper on it. I would let it go in one ear and out the other. Mm-hmm. And pray for the man, because we all need prayer for it. I'm serious on this here. Love your enemies, the word of God says. But cling to him, cling to Jesus Christ. In this world, we're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer, because God has overcome the world.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. See, this is why I like politicking with my man Jay, because we can always play what I like to call biblical tennis. You know what I'm saying? We talk about the Lord. We talk about Jesus Christ. We talk about scriptures in the Bible, and we talk about how to maneuver through life using scripture.
Amen.
So, you know, and plus we keeping it all the way real, because right now we indulging in this ganja. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? And but hey, we human, man, and ain't no such thing as a perfect human.
Not at all. We try our best and ask the Lord to help us, assist us in each and every moment of our lives. And if we cling to him, we can overcome the things that easily besets us as sin. Mm-hmm. But it takes time. But at the same time, it takes consistency, mm-hmm. well, relationship with Him.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. I'm so glad for this podcast thing because there's no telling who's going to hear this. I believe that somebody going to hear this at the right time. That really need to hear this because you just kind of enlightened me on something. You know, I'm going to be 100 with you. Right now, talking to you and listening to your response is the first time that I'm thinking, I got to pray for this guy. This whole time, I've been mad and pissed off at him and just been thinking that he's a cracker, looking down on me, you know what I'm saying, and looking at me as a peasant, as a black peasant or whatever. I mean, if you look a grown man in the face and say he should be your shoe shiner, you know what I'm saying, then that's total disrespect. You total looking at me like, you know what I'm saying? So for you to say, okay, well, I would have thought, yo, I got to pray for this guy. You know what I'm saying? That's really enlightening because that was the last thing on my mind at the time.
Well, yeah, because, you know, the enemy, which is Satan, he's always roaming around seeing who he make, seeing who he can devour. We all have to realize, like I said before, in this world, man, we're going to have some trouble. We got to be of good cheer because God has overcome, man, and until he cleans this world, it's going to be mess.
Mm-hmm.
In the White House, in the Black House, in the Church House.
Mm.
But all those that's trying to continue to, on that narrow path, I recommend that you continue on the narrow path because one day our Lord and Savior come back and hopefully we can go with him to his kingdom.
That's right.
It's going to be ignorancy on this earth. Stay focused on the real. And Jesus Christ is the real.
That's right. That's right. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Not Buddha. Not none of them people.
Buddha, Jesus. The little doll that people sit on the little mantle.
Yeah, the little fat dude.
He can't move dude. Unless they move him, right?
Yeah, I don't even know if he was an actual person at one time or not, but
the Buddhas they got now is like statues.
The big fat dude.
Yeah, made out of clay.
Yeah.
If you drop it on the floor, will it break?
Over with.
Well, I don't want to serve nobody like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be conversating with somebody that can't even hear me. Can he hear?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's real. If you drop him, he gone.
Oh, my goodness. You got to get a new Buddha?
Got to get a new Buddha.
Thank Jesus Christ Almighty. He's been here forever. He's yep. The Alpha and the Omega.
He the same yesterday, today.
And forevermore.
Amen.
And he don't break.
That's right. At all. That's real. That's something for y'all to think about, man.
No,
think
no offense it. To the people that believe. I'm just saying,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, common sense will tell you if you get a statue and put it up, he's not going to move. He can't move. He can't talk. He can't hear. Matter of fact, if you don't dust his ass off, he's going to get dusty.
For real. You got to clean him up every now and then.
Pretty much.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I know the Bible say thou should not have any other idols before me. What is it?
Yeah, any other gods.
Any other gods before me. That's right, man.
I don't know if that was by. I don't know what that.
So I'm smoking on something called guava. But this is the last time I'm smoking this shit. This is the last blunt out of it because it had me forgetting so much shit. I'm going to tell y'all a funny story. So the other day, me and Jay went to the dispensary and we actually got the guava strand of weed and a couple of things. And so, but we had already planned we was going to go to this buffet joint. It's like this buffet restaurant in the area. And we was going to go there, you know, after we got right and all that. Talking about it the whole time. And so after we get right, you know what I'm saying, I smoked the guava blunt. And so we pulling out of the parking lot to go to the restaurant. And usually when we pull out the parking lot, I go to the bus stop whenever I come check out Jay. And so we driving, all of a sudden I'm like, hey man, you can just let you can just let me out right here, dog. He's like, hey man, I thought we was going to dinner. I said, oh shit, I forgot just that fast. just that fast,
within
man.
Within a two-minute period, man.
That was that guava. So, yeah. So, I ain't fucking with that guava no more.
Well, me, myself, I fuck with a strand called Naughty. And the store is called Illuminati, but I don't like to say the word because I know there's some crooked individuals and they want to rule the world, which is ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
But this here Naughty, me myself, I've been a 46-year smoker since 1972 at the age of 12 years of age, so I need something that's going to get make its point. And if you want to get this strand is called Naughty. It's located on in Canoga Park, California, on Sherman Way in Canoga. It's called C2C. Go check it out, because it's wonderful to me.
I know that's right. That's my dog. Yeah. So we just getting right, you know what I'm saying? And then after we smoke this, you know what I'm saying, we going to get some more, man. This Cali, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm off tonight, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to kick it for the next couple hours, you know what I'm saying? Just chilling with my dog. Hey, man. When we connected, 2005?
Yes, sir.
2005 to 2018. That's a long time. You know what I'm saying? To always be 100, you know what I'm saying, with someone, you know what I'm saying, with no bullshit in between, man. This always been my man's, you know what I'm saying? He like a brother for real, like a real brother, you know what I'm saying? You know, the Bible actually says there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Ain't that in there?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that friend is Jesus. Because Jesus is not a human man. Actually, God is a spirit. That's but the right. point I'm making is this here. God wants to see everyone do well. He's not a God of hatred. He's a God of love and peace. And he wished for no man to perish.
That's right.
And so... That's who you roll with, man.
That's who I roll with all the time. I'm gonna tell you, man, if it wasn't for the Lord, ain't no way we'd be having this podcast right now. I'd have been gone a long time ago.
All of us would. Everyone that's hearing this and everyone that ain't hearing it. But we serve a gracious God, a God that wants to see us live with him one day. That's the reason why he died on the cross, for us to unite with him when he does come back for the second appearance of this filthy earth.
That's right. It's so wicked. You know, I be walking around Hollywood Boulevard a lot, and you would think it's kind of spectacular to see, but really it's not. It's so bad. You could just feel the negative energy in the air. You see all the hoes, prostitutes, dope fiends. You know what I'm saying? You can see people smoking crack. You can see people shooting up. You know what I'm saying? It's so sad. You know what I'm saying? And it's too much money. It's too much money out here for there to be this kind of problem without nobody doing shit about it. Be 100. But see, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, you know, that's where I'm gonna come in at. When we really get this music thing popping for real, I want to use some resources, man, to help these people. Not give to charity, cause just like Tupac said, charity don't go to the hood. You need somebody to give directly to the hood, to help the hood, to enlighten the hood. You know what I'm saying? And not just monetarily, but, you know what I'm saying, you can help people get jobs, you can clean niggas up, you know what I'm saying, give people free haircuts or something, you know what I'm saying? That's a good idea. But yeah, you know what I'm saying, it's just this podcast, you know what I'm saying?
The word of God says it's better to give than to receive.
That's right.
It's a blessing in giving, if you're able.
If you're able. And a lot of people is able and just look down upon, which is a sin.
Yeah. A sin to those, all those that know.
That's right. But you gotta know. If if you rolling down the street in your butter leather interior, wood grain, pearl white, 2019
Bugatti.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? And you rolling down Hollywood Boulevard and you see all these people stretched out on the sidewalks, passed out. You see the holes with the holes with the ripped up pantyhose, and you can tell they had a fucked up night. Makeup, mascara running all down, hair looking crazy. You know what they've been doing all night. Like, would you be like, damn, poor peasants. Just keep rolling, smoking on that naughty?
Not at all.
Exactly.
Not at all.
But there's some people who do that. There's some people who feel good about that type of shit. And that's the problem.
I have a 2005 Honda Civic, and I am willing to give, if I'm able to, anyone. I don't need $1 million or $100,000. I have a $20 hour job, and I'm still willing to give if I'm able.
And I got a little $12 hour job, and I'm still willing to give if I'm able.
Well, let me brag on Jesus Christ right quick. I have two $20 jobs by the grace of our Lord and Savior.
$20 an hour jobs.
And when I got out of prison in 1997, by the grace of our Lord and Savior, I had done 18 years and I couldn't find a job because man, you know, has a tendency to look down on you if you have a crumb on the corner of your mouth. And correct. So that's the reason why I know for fact, out of my 58 years that I've been here on this earth, that putting trust in man, well, I learned man a failure, but putting trust in God
yeah.
is a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing because God always comes through. But what people doesn't realize is this here. He's not a Santa Claus. He's, you know, not an instant. You know, not like a popcorn maker. You put a popcorn seed in the popcorn maker and it immediately pops and turns to popcorn. No, sometimes we have to go through trials and tribulations to understand the situation. And 99.9% of the time when things happen, we bring them on ourselves. But we look for, you know, instant stuff. Well, God is not an instant God. And I'm thankful that he isn't. It's good to wait on God. It's good to seek his face because one day everyone going to see him, but everybody's not going to make it. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I would like to, but I know that what I need to do, which is pertaining to my soul salvation, I need to, you know, do what the Lord says, be obedient, because it's best to do what he says than what man says.
How about that? How about that? How about that now? Now, you can't even speak like that unless you've been through something. You know what I'm saying? You can't speak like that unless you've been through something. All right, so if you're feeling that, you know what I'm saying, get back at us. It's the Jay Lindsay Show. My special guest, JD, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we just on this good bud. Doing our thizzle out here in sunny California. You know what I'm saying? Much love to everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We'll get with you. Peace.